Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson who is chasing the ball. Jensen reaches third base with a triple. Busby goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Baker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0 for 1 in the game. Grasso hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Barney McCoskey now playing left field. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cohn hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 0-for-2 in the game. Grasso hits a line drive into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Runnels. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby is walked intentionally. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. Doby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Baker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Frank Campos pinch hits for Mickey Grasso. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.